The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Set netters finally wetting their nets tomorrow in the Naknek-Quijack District, still waiting to see the wind blow in some more fish. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report for June 30th. I'm Molly Dishner. Naknek-Quijack manager Travis Ellison opens his district for set netters and tells us some signs of fish numbers showing up.
Saw a lot of beluga activity at the mouth of the Naknek River, which means there's some sockeye in there close to the beach. We flew up the Quijack. Saw similar things at the mouth of the Quijack, large numbers of fish moving just into the Quijack around Graveyard Point with belugas feeding in there. This is the kind of thing I'm looking for. And then when we look at the forecast and see it's going to be stormy, that typically moves fish. So if they've been out there milling around, building up, there's a good chance for a large push.
And at Kanakanak, Father Victor Nick shares the scene happening out at Coffee Point.
We don't have as many fish coming our way as much as Combine has, but I find that we are satisfied with what we have.
Those stories and more after a run through the numbers. Grab your pencil. The total run to Bristol Bay as of Wednesday, 3.6 million fish. Wednesday's catch, 336,000, bringing the season total to 2.5 million. Total escapement from all rivers counting, 135,000 fish Wednesday, season total hitting 1 million. Wednesday's catch and escapement by district. Ugashik catch, 81,000 Wednesday, season total 356,000. Ugashik escapement, 16,000 Wednesday, season total 53,000. Igigik River catch yesterday, 21,000, season total 756,000. Escapement, 72,000. Total 367,000. Naknek-Quijack, still no nets in the water, season total stands at 22,000. Naknek River count, 13,740 fish yesterday, season total 79,000. Quijack River count, 534 fish on Wednesday, season total 14,000. Nushagak District, 223,000 fish yesterday, 1.4 million season total. At the Nushagak Sonar, 414 kings counted Wednesday, season total 92,000. 14,000 reds, season total 224,000. Wood River Tower counted 16,000 reds Wednesday, season total 254,000. And at Igushik, Wednesday's count was 500 reds, season total 13,700. Togiak, 11,000 fish caught yesterday, season total 33,716. Registrations as of this morning. Ugashik, 241 permits on 184 boats. Igigik, 402 permits on 317 boats. Naknek-Quijack, 341 permits on 302 boats. Nushagak, 512 permits on 391 boats. Togiak, 34 permits, 34 boats. Grand total this morning, 1,530 permits on 1,215 boats. That's the daily run summary for Bristol Bay. Looking now to Port Moeller for another stock composition estimate. This time, an approximation of where the fish caught on June 27th and 28th are headed. Igigik, 23.4%. Wood River, 22%. Quijack, 19.5%. Ugashik, 14%. Nushagak, 8%. Naknek, 5.7%, North Alaska Peninsula, 4.7%, Alagnak, 1%, Kuskokwim, 0.5%, Igushik and Togiak, 0.4% each. Those are the numbers. Back in a moment.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report comes in part from Bristol Bay Brailer, offering brailers, slush bags, and custom fabric projects. More information at 907-469-0782 or online at bristolbaybrailer.com.
At Kanakanak Beach last evening, Father Victor Nick was launching for the 8 p.m. opener. He fishes at Coffee Point, which he says is a little more crowded the last few years, but still a gentleman's fishery. This year, the fishing has started off pretty slow.
Well, we do good when we first set out, but after the drifters opened on there, it's like, where's the fish, you know? We don't have as many fish coming our way as much as Combine has, but I find that we are satisfied with what we have.
Nick says he likes the genetics report suggesting a body of fish is bound for the Nooshigak District in the days ahead. He also adds that a big harvest is like a bonus for time otherwise well spent.
Me and my family, this is what we do. It's about what the family does, something we do for the summer. We get together, we get to enjoy fishing together and doing things together as a family. And then we also have, most of the time, we have a crew from up north.
Over on the east side, set netter Gary Nielsen says he's not seeing as many salmon as he'd like at Naknek.
Approaching desperation. It's late. It's the 29th. There was a little show of fish in the subsistence nets, but only right on Naknek Point. Above that, it was good, but not as great as Naknek Point. And they seem to have moved back out into the main bay. There are some jumpers, but there's not a lot. We don't know. Maybe it'll be late like last year, but the Portmore numbers are not looking that encouraging, so I don't know.
That was earlier today, and by late this afternoon, it sounded like things might be shifting a little. More on that in a moment. This afternoon, Naknek Quidjack set netters finally got the news they had been waiting for, an opener. Shortly after the announcement, manager Travis Ellison took a moment to tell us what ended the wait.
We had a large push of fish up the Naknek on this tide, came in this morning. We got 51,000 fish up the Naknek at 2 o'clock today. That almost doubles our escapement for the year. So I saw the fish moving up and did an aerial survey, and it was pretty solid fish all the way from the tower down to the mouth. I saw a lot of beluga activity at the mouth of the Naknek River, which means there's some sockeye in there close to the beach. We flew up the Quijack, saw similar things at the mouth of the Quijack, large numbers of fish moving just into the Quijack around Graveyard Point with belugas feeding in there. This is the kind of thing I'm looking for. You know, we've got a big push of fish. There's definitely some fish behind it. Port Muller indicates that we should have fish showing up this weekend. And then when we look at the forecast and see it's going to be stormy, that typically moves fish. So if they've been out there milling around, building up, there's a good chance for a large push of fish into the river over the weekend. So I wanted to get some nets in out there in front of them.
Okay, and then heard a few reports of some fish just kind of milling around near the river mouths. Have you heard that? What's the deal?
Oh, yeah, we see that a lot when we get this hot, calm weather, warm water temperatures, and no wind to move the fish around. So it's been building up for about 3 days now in the district. With the forecast changing tomorrow evening and through the weekend, I expect that weather to blow a bunch of fish up the rivers.
Sounds good. And then what'll you need to see before you offer the drift opener?
Oh, I'm looking to see that the Naknek escapement continues to climb. I'll be looking at our in-river test fish and leavelock. They had their first significant catches on this last tide. And I'll look to see what they do on the next tide to see that still have escapement coming. I'll also be looking at the updated weather forecast. I've got a test boat out in the district right now looking around. And wait and see what he sees as well. And if we continue to have good escapement and have an indication that there's more fish behind it, then I'll open it up for drifters for a possible period tomorrow morning.
Cool. Thanks so much, Travis.
All right. Thanks, Molly.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
Bob King here for the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. So, what chilling system is best for you? RSW is the gold standard, but you don't have to go there immediately. Slush bags work, ice is available. The first step, insulate your hold for better fish quality and a bonus price. Bristol Bay is chilling, and we can help. Call 439-3566 for more information. For the Bristol Bay RSDA, I'm Bob King. Good luck and good fishing.
At ECOC, it's not just fishing season. For the first time in quite a while, school is back in session. Coordinator Robin Chaney says it's not like traditional summer school at all.
It's also a salmon-based curriculum, so it's not remediation style like we've done in Dillingham where students might need credits. It's an enrichment model, and hopefully kids down there enjoy it.
Instead, there are books to give away, some classroom activities for elementary-age kids, and plans to do plant identification and science activities later this summer.
It's going to be based on your environment, exploring your environment and learning traditional and Yupik knowledge as well as Western knowledge. And, you know, there's a classroom component, so we've got books and things to do indoors. So if you have students at ECOC and Clark's, please go down. It's the VBS building, the old Vacation Bible School building across from the laundromat, and find Chris and Michelle and get some books and a backpack and sign up.
The summer program is a partnership between Dillingham City School District and Southwest Region School District. Southwest also operates a summer program at Igooshik. Back in a moment. Yesterday, Governor Bill Walker cut the budget for seafood marketing. ASME Executive Director Alexa Tonkovich says the budget the board passed in March actually prepared for a large cut.
So we cut consumer advertising from the budget, which we've done in the past. It's not a relationship-based program, so you can kind of dip in and dip out as your budget allows. So that was an easier one to decide to cut when we reduced the budget. We made some additional smaller reductions to international, to communications, and then to the admin budget.
The operating budget relies on state general funds, an assessment on the fishing industry, and $4 million from the USDA's Market Access Program for international programs. A couple messages for the fleet today. To the crew of the fishing vessel Arctic Knight, from your family and your Emma, a listener writes, "This is a shout-out to the crew of the fishing vessel Arctic Knight, especially their greenhorn, Gunnar Sandwith. Missing you and sending you all extra good fishing juju from your family and your Emma on Orcas Island, Washington." And for the crew of the Amber Kaya, stay tuned. Your friends back home sent in a song request for you, and maybe a little reminder, "No Time for Dreamin'." If you have a message for a fisherman or other feedback, song requests, story ideas, please get in touch. Call us at 842-2200 or drop a line, fish@kdlg.org, dave@kdlg.org, or molly@kdlg.org. In other fish news, earlier this spring, seafood processor Great Pacific announced bankruptcy plans. The company had operations in Kenai, Whittier, and Anchorage. Now, those plants are up for sale, and Copper River is among the companies reported to be considering purchasing some of the assets. In Haines, salmon may be in the rivers, but they're not allowed on the roads. The Alaska Department of Transportation told the Haines Borough to get rid of salmon murals painted on Main Street crosswalks, calling them unsafe. And a quick look at catches elsewhere in the state. All of Alaska, 12 million salmon harvested so far this summer, including 6.7 million reds, 2.8 million pinks, and 2.9 million chum. Alaska Peninsula, 2.6 million pinks, 1.9 million sockeye caught through Thursday, total all species 4.8 million salmon. Prince William Sound, 1.2 million sockeye so far this summer. Chignik, 516,000 sockeye, Kodiak, 351,000, Cook Inlet, 150,000. No catches yet in Norton Sound, but Fish and Game announced a commercial opener there this weekend in the Shaktulik and Unalakleet sub-districts. In sports news, a couple baseball scores so far today. Yankees beat the Rangers 2-1, White Sox beat the Twins 6-5, Dodgers had a stronger win 8-1 over the Brewers. On the Alaska baseball side of things, Mat-Su Miners lead the league 9 wins, 6 losses, following them Anchorage Glacier Pilots, Chugiak Chinooks, Anchorage Bucks, and Peninsula Oilers at the bottom of the pile. When the women's marathon starts at the Rio Olympics in August, Estonia will be represented by triplets. Each country gets 3 athletes in the marathon. For Estonia, it'll be the Luik sisters. The so-called Trio to Rio is believed to be the first set of triplets competing in either the summer or winter games ever. There have been about 200 sets of twins competing in the history of the games. That's just about it tonight. That storm we heard about yesterday hasn't shown up quite yet, but there were a lot of birds circling overhead in Dillingham today, supposed to be a sign of a storm moving in. The marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay has a small craft advisory for Friday and Friday night. Tonight, west wind 15 knots, seas at 2 feet. Tomorrow, west wind 25 knots, seas at 5 feet, patchy fog. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, tonight, variable wind 10 knots, seas at 2 feet. Tomorrow, variable wind 10 knots. From Port Moeller east, west wind 20 knots in the afternoon, seas at 3 feet. Catch our replays at 10 and 2 a.m. and find our shows archived online. I'm Molly Dishner. Keep in touch. We'll see you back here for the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.